The LifeSpring Media family of programs are made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. Thank you.
Hello and welcome to the LifeSpring Family Bible. This is episode number 172. I'm Steve Webb, your host, and today we'll be reading 1 Chronicles chapters 23 through 25. Let's begin. 1 Chronicles chapter 23. When David was old and approaching the end of his life, he made his son Solomon king over Israel. David assembled all the leaders of Israel, along with the priests and the Levites. The Levites who were 30 years old and up were counted. There were 38,000 men. David said, "Of these, 24,000 are to direct the work of the Lord's temple, 6,000 are to be officials and judges, 4,000 are to be gatekeepers, and 4,000 are to praise the Lord with the instruments I supplied for worship." David divided them into groups corresponding to the sons of Levi, Gershon, Kohath, and Merari. The Gershonites included Ladan and Shimei. The sons of Ladan, Jehiel the oldest, Zethem, and Joel, three in all. The sons of Shimei, Shelomoth, Haziel, and Haran, three in all. These were the leaders of the family of Ladan. The sons of Shimei, Jahath, Zena, Jeush, and Beriah. These were Shimei's sons, four in all. Jahath was the oldest and Ziza the second oldest. Jeush and Beriah did not have many sons, so they were considered one family with one responsibility. The sons of Kohath, Amram, Izhar, Hebron, and Uziel, four in all. The sons of Amram, Aaron and Moses. Aaron and his descendants were chosen on a permanent basis to consecrate the most holy items, to offer sacrifices before the Lord, to serve him, and to praise his name. The descendants of Moses, the man of God, were considered Levites. The sons of Moses, Gershom and Eleazar. The son of Gershom, Shebuel the oldest. The son of Eleazar was Rehabiah the oldest. Eleazar had no other sons, but Rehabiah had many descendants. The son of Izhar, Shelemith the oldest. The sons of Hebron, Jeriah the oldest, Amariah the second, Jehaziel the third, and Jechameam the fourth. The sons of Uziel, Micah the oldest, and Ishiah the second. The sons of Merari, Mahlai and Mushai. The sons of Mahlai, Eleazar and Kish. Eleazar died without having sons, he had only daughters. The sons of Kish, their cousins, married them. The sons of Mushai, Mahlai, Eder, and Jeremoth, three in all. These were the descendants of Levi according to their families, that is, the leaders of families as counted and individually listed who carried out assigned tasks in the Lord's temple and were 20 years old and up. For David said, "The Lord God of Israel has given his people rest and has permanently settled in Jerusalem, so the Levites no longer need to carry the tabernacle or any of the items used in its service." According to David's final instructions, the Levites 20 years old and up were counted. Their job was to help Aaron's descendants in the service of the Lord's temple. They were to take care of the courtyards, the rooms, ceremonial purification of all holy items, and other jobs related to the service of God's temple. They also took care of the bread that is displayed, the flour for offerings, the unleavened wafers, the round cakes, the mixing, and all the measuring. They also did this in the evening and whenever burnt sacrifices were offered to the Lord on the Sabbath and at new moon festivals and assemblies. A designated number were to serve before the Lord regularly in accordance with regulations. They were in charge of the meeting tent and the holy place and helped their relatives, the descendants of Aaron, in the service of the Lord's temple. 1 Chronicles chapter 24. The divisions of Aaron's descendants were as follows. The sons of Aaron, Nadab, Abihu, Eleazar, and Ithamar. Nadab and Abihu died before their father did. They had no sons. Eleazar and Ithamar served as priests. David, Zadok, a descendant of Eleazar, and Ahimelech, a descendant of Ithamar, divided them into groups to carry out their assigned responsibilities. The descendants of Eleazar had more leaders than the descendants of Ithamar, so they divided them up accordingly. The descendants of Eleazar had 16 leaders, while the descendants of Ithamar had 8. They divided them by lots, for there were officials of the holy place and officials designated by God among the descendants of both Eleazar and Ithamar. The scribe Shemaiah, son of Nathanael, a Levite, wrote down their names before the king, the officials, Zadok, the priest, Ahimelech, son of Abiathar, and the leaders of the priestly and Levite families. One family was drawn by lot from Eleazar, and then the next from Ithamar. The first lot went to Jehoiarib, the second to Jedaiah, the third to Harim, the fourth to Searim, the fifth to Malchijah, the sixth to Mijamin, the seventh to Hikaz, the eighth to Abijah, the ninth to Jeshua, the tenth to Shechaniah, the 11th to Eliashib, the 12th to Jachim, the 13th to Huppah, the 14th to Jeshebiab, the 15th to Bilgah, the 16th to Imar, the 17th to Hazer, the 18th to Hapizez, the 19th to Pethaniah, the 20th to Jehezekel, the 21st to Jachim, the 22nd to Gamul, the 23rd to Deliah, the 24th to Maaziah. This was the order in which they carried out their assigned responsibilities when they entered the Lord's temple, according to the regulations given them by their ancestor Aaron, just as the Lord God of Israel had instructed them. The rest of the Levites included Shubael from the sons of Amram, Jehadiah from the sons of Shubael, the firstborn Ishiah from Rehabiah and the sons of Rehabiah, Shelemoth from the Izharites, Jahath from the sons of Shelemoth, the sons of Hebron, Jeriah, Amariah the second, Jehaziel the third, and Jechamiam the fourth. The son of Uziel, Micah, Shamir from the sons of Micah, the brother of Micah, Ishiah, Zechariah from the sons of Ishiah, the sons of Merari, Malai and Mushai, the son of Jehaziah, Beno, the sons of Merari from Jehaziah, Beno, Shoham, Zakur, and Ibri. From Malai, Eleazar, who had no sons. From Kish, Jeharimil, the sons of Mushai, Malai, Eder, and Jeremoth. These were the Levites listed by their families. Just like their relatives, the descendants of Aaron, they also cast lots before King David, Zadok, Ahimelech, the leaders of families, the priests, and the Levites. The families of the oldest son cast lots along with those of the youngest. 1 Chronicles chapter 25. David and the family officers selected some of the sons of Asaph, Heman, and Jeduthun to prophesy as they played stringed instruments and cymbals. The following men were assigned this responsibility. From the sons of Asaph, Zakur, Joseph, Nethaniah, and Asa Rela. The sons of Asaph were supervised by Asaph, who prophesied during the king's supervision. From the sons of Jeduthun, Gedaliah, Zerai, Jeshiah, Hashabiah, and Mathathiah. Six in all, under supervision of their father Jeduthun, who prophesied as he played a harp, giving thanks and praise to the Lord. From the sons of Haman, Bukiah, Mataniah, Uziel, Shebuel, Jeremoth, Hananiah, Hanani, Eliatha, Gidaltai, Romamtai Azer, Joshbekisha, Melothai, Hothir, and Mahazioth. All these were the sons of Haman, the king's prophet. God had promised him these sons in order to make him prestigious. God gave Haman 14 sons and 3 daughters. All of these were under the supervision of their fathers. They were musicians in the Lord's temple, playing cymbals and stringed instruments as they served in God's temple. Asaph, Jeduthun, and Haman were under the supervision of the king. They and their relatives, all of them skilled and trained to make music to the Lord, numbered 288. They cast lots to determine their responsibilities, oldest as well as youngest, teacher as well as student. The first lot went to Asaph's son Joseph and his relatives and sons, 12 in all. The second to Gedaliah and his relatives and sons, 12 in all. The third to Zakur and his sons and relatives, 12 in all. The fourth to Izri and his sons and relatives, 12 in all. The fifth to Nethaniah and his sons and relatives, 12 in all. The sixth to Bukiah and his sons and relatives, 12 in all. The seventh to Jesharela and his sons and relatives, 12 in all. The eighth to Jeshaiah and his sons and relatives, 12 in all. The ninth to Mattaniah and his sons and relatives, 12 in all. The tenth to Shemaiah and his sons and relatives, 12 in all. The 11th to Azarel and his sons and relatives, 12 in all. The 12th to Hashabiah and his sons and relatives, 12 in all. The 13th to Shubael and his sons and relatives, 12 in all. The 14th to Mattaniah and his sons and relatives, 12 in all. The 15th to Jeremoth and his sons and relatives, 12 in all. The 16th to Hananiah and his sons and relatives, 12 in all. The 17th to Joshbekasha and his sons and relatives, 12 in all. The 18th to Hanani and his sons and relatives, 12 in all. The 19th to Malothai and his sons and relatives, 12 in all. The 20th to Eliatha and his sons and relatives, 12 in all. The 21st, to Hother and his sons and relatives, 12 in all. The 22nd, to Gidaltai and his sons and relatives, 12 in all. The 23rd, to Mahazayoth and his sons and relatives, 12 in all. The 24th, to Ramamtai Azer and his sons and relatives, 12 in all. Well, these must have been important jobs, since God has seen that the names of all these people have been preserved throughout all the years. Thank you so much for being with me again today as we go through God's Word together. I look forward to seeing you tomorrow. May God bless you richly. My name is Steve Webb. Get free and stay free from inappropriate online content with Covenant Eyes Accountability Software. And try it risk-free and cost-free for 30 days using promo code LIFESPRING at CovenantEyes.com or look for the Covenant Eyes link on our show notes page at LifespringMedia.com. If you enjoyed this program, will you consider helping to support LifespringMedia? Details are at LifespringMedia.com. Thank you.